In breaking news, the chairman of the wealth manager, AMP, Catherine Brenner, has just resigned. The decision comes after enormous pressure and a crisis meeting held by the board yesterday. It met after the Banking Royal Commission senior counsel warned on Friday that the company's executives might have engaged in criminal conduct. With more, I'm joined by our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, who's covering the Royal Commission. And Peter, what has AMP said?
Well, Sabra, AMP has said that Catherine Brenner has resigned as chairman and will step down from the board. Mike Wilkins, who's also on the AMP board, has been appointed executive chairman effective immediately. Mr. Wilkins is going to be leading AMP as executive chairman for an interim period while they select a new chairman, and also they'll be on the hunt for a replacement for Craig Miller, who was forced to resign a couple of Fridays ago. And AMP has also announced that its group general counsel and company secretary, Brian Salter, is also leaving the company. And he was at the centre of the controversy over a supposedly independent report done for the corporate regulator ASIC, which had been tampered with by the AMP board as many as 25 times.
Now, this all comes as there are big proxy advisers that were pushing for board renewal. Will this appease those people who've been saying that they wanted more action from the board?
Well, Sabra, we've got the AMP annual general meeting coming up on May the 10th. It's expected there may well be a shareholder revolt there. There certainly would have been one if Catherine Brenner had not gone. But major shareholders have been unhappy. A couple have said that Catherine Brenner's position was untenable. Some proxy advisers saying that they would oppose the re-election of AMP directors Holly Kramer and Vanessa Wallace. But one of the big proxy advisers, ISS, is urging shareholders to follow AMP's voting guidance and return Ms. Kramer and Ms. Wallace. But Val Kolesnikov, the head of research for ISS, told me that he had little doubt that Ms. Brenner would survive.
The market needs to get confidence in the company. The market needs to have some faith in the management and the directors of the company.
Given what we've heard, do you think there is a need for new blood on the AMP board? Do you think that new directors or a clean out might be the answer?
It is very rare, and certainly, you know, the size company that AMP is, it's very rare for the entire board to go. What we do see is, you know, various directors that are responsible for certain actions and the governance of the company, there would be pressure on those directors to step aside. And to the extent that, you know, other directors have been involved and did not act as shareholders would expect, then over time I would believe that those directors would be going as well.
Now, Mike Wilkins is AMP's acting CEO, but he was on the AMP board at the time this possibly criminal behaviour occurred. Does that concern you?
Most definitely it is concerning. You know, somebody like Mike Wilkins, who's only been on the board for a year, it's important to understand exactly what all the directors, what they knew, should they have known, should they have acted faster and better. So, look, I believe the company's got to come out and be forthcoming in explaining what the directors' roles were.
That's Vaz Kolesnikov, the head of research at proxy advisor ISS. And Peter, what has the AMP advisory note also said today about remuneration of those who remain on the board?
Yes, well, one of the big features out of this announcement, buried right at the bottom, is that because of the impact on the reputation of AMP, the board will be reducing fees for all AMP board directors by 25% for the remainder of the 2018 calendar year. And also Brian Salter, who's leaving the company, his outstanding deferred pay will be forfeited as a result of the board exercising its discretion.
Okay, thank you. The ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.